In the developing world, women farmers face a number of obstacles that men do not. They tend to own less land and have fewer rights to that land. They have less access to credit and training, and they have less input in decision-making. For these and other reasons, the U.S. Agency for International Development's Jada McKenna says,
"Without addressing women, we cannot effectively and sustainably reduce global poverty and hunger."
So to help evaluate their efforts to fight poverty and hunger, USAID called on experts at Oxford University and the International Food Policy Research Institute, or IFPRI, to identify ways to measure women's empowerment in agriculture. The researchers looked at five areas: control over production, resources and income, leadership in the community, and use of time. They compared the roles of women and men in the same households in these areas. And they did pilot studies in three very different countries: Guatemala, Bangladesh, and Uganda. Agnes Kissenbane led the research at IFPRI.
What is actually quite interesting is that the areas of empowerment and disempowerment are quite different across the three countries.
For example, in Bangladesh, researchers found the most significant factor for women was the lack of authority over resources such as land and livestock. In Guatemala, it was the lack of leadership in the community that was the biggest problem, while in Uganda, it was time burdens that proved the biggest barrier for women. Oxford's Sabina Alkire points to some surprises in the results.
"Often we assume that empowered women are wealthy and educated, and vice versa. But we found a more complex story."
Alkire says in Guatemala, for example, three-quarters of the women in the highest wealth category were disempowered.
"In Bangladesh, completing primary school hardly made any difference to empowerment in comparison with women who had not been to school."
One of the most powerful aspects of this new approach is its ability to identify in which areas women are most disadvantaged, says Agnes Kissenbane.
"And so it's a very clear signal to policy that this is the area where they have to go in and where you might have the greatest return on your investment."
And USAID's Jada McKenna says the agency will base its funding and programming efforts on seeing improvements in these areas.
"It very much is meant to be a practical tool for us to guide our implementation."
And the experts say it will be useful as well for others working to improve women's involvement in agricultural development. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.